Welcome to Muffed. Let's break down the year. Muffed. Justin Herbert finished 2025 as the number 10 quarterback in total PPR scoring and the number 11 quarterback per game. Solid mid-range starter territory, not elite, but firmly in the every week conversation. The identity of the year? Herbert was a high-volume, high-pressure passer carrying an offense that couldn't get out of its own way, and he made up real fantasy ground with his legs. The Chargers went 11-6 and grabbed a wild card, but the offense as a whole graded as a bottom 10 unit by expected points added. Herbert was the reason they scored, not a passenger on a humming machine. He took 54 sacks in 16 games behind a bottom third pass protection unit and still pushed the ball downfield for top 10 touchdown volume. Now let's dig into the numbers. Herbert threw for 3,727 yards on 512 attempts with 26 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. That touchdown total tied for 8th in the league. He completed 66.4% against an expected completion rate of 63.1, putting his completion percentage over expectation at plus 3.3, eighth among qualified passers, which tells you the accuracy was genuinely above the bar for the difficulty of his throws. The rushing profile is what separates him from a replacement level passer. 83 carries, 498 yards at 6.0 a pop, plus 2 scores on the ground. But the efficiency drag is real. His adjusted net yards per attempt was 5.9, 24th among qualified starters. That's the sack tax showing up. And the week to week was boom or bust underneath a 17.9 PPR average, 4 games of 25 plus, but also 6 games under 15, including a 3.3 point disaster against the Jaguars and back-to-back single-digit weeks mid-season. The ceiling weeks tilted leagues, the floor weeks were unstartable. The defining stat for Herbert's fantasy year isn't a single play, it's the gap between his individual numbers and his team's offensive context. The Chargers ranked 30th in red zone touchdown rate at 52.2%, bottom 10 at turning trips inside the 20 into 6. For a quarterback ranked 8th in passing touchdowns inside that environment, the takeaway is clear. Herbert was creating scores on volume and downfield connections, not easy red zone layups. The 60-yard touchdown bomb to Quentin Johnson against the Raiders in Week 2 was the template. Explosive plays were the engine. When they hit, Herbert smashed your weekly score. When they didn't, the offense bogged down and he got muffed.
Muffed!
Herbert finished as the number 10 fantasy quarterback in total points and the number 11 in per-game scoring, a steady starter ceiling with a frustrating floor behind a leaky offensive line and a red zone offense ranked 30th in touchdown rate. The 54 sacks were the single biggest drag on his efficiency, dropping his adjusted net yards per attempt to 24th among starters despite top 10 accuracy and touchdown volume.
That's Justin Herbert's 2025.
And one quick note, if you want the same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.